Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up? Dr. Tom here. Happy Wednesday, guys, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 58, The Miracle Boy. Today's announcements, I'm launching a store centered around The Positivity Effect on May 1st, so stay tuned. And hey, connect with me on Snapchat. It's one of the coolest social media platforms right now, and it's a lot of fun. My handle is T Retscher. So today we're joined by the founder and visionary behind Thrive 15, Clay Clark. Clay describes Thrive as an online edutainment and practical training for entrepreneurs taught by millionaires, mentors, and everyday success stories. He's also a writer and contributor to entrepreneur.com. And Clay has so much business experience behind him. And he's a successful entrepreneur, and he shares some of those stories on today's podcast. But for me, one of the most profound things he shared was the story behind his son, who was born blind, and the miracle that happened. So tune in to hear from a man who is truly grateful for the gifts that have been given to him in life, and for a man who is truly contributing back to this world in a profound way. I'm honored to have him on the show, so help me welcome him now to The Positivity Effect. Clay Clark, what's up? Welcome to The Positivity Effect.
Hey, thank you for having me on your podcast. I really feel like if people can get past the fact that I am a man bear pig, they could learn some great stuff.
What is that?
A man bear pig is what happens when you have five kids, and you're very, very driven, very, very focused, and you're not really a beautiful man, and you're married to I kind of tricked my wife into marrying me. You know, she's one of those. She just did the Mrs. Oklahoma pageant, you know, and she plays pretty well, and I'm kind of like, I would finish dead last in some sort of Mr. Oklahoma competition. So I have defined myself as a man bear pig.
You're pinching yourself every day?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, and the thing is, because she can't see, she has no idea what I look like. I'm convinced that's what's happening. She just can't look directly ahead and see. I'm very distorted when she looks at me. There's some sort of weird cosmic force that's causing her to block her vision for me. It's something I pray for every morning.
Well, Clay, that's such a beautiful story. It's such an honor, you know, to connect with you. And, you know, I've been following you and just seeing what you're doing in the business world, and we're going to get to that, but for someone to be very successful, you know, kind of in all aspects of life, you have to, I think it all stems back to that personal, you know, but when you put away what you're actually doing, the contributions and the things you do for other people, it stems back to A, yourself, you know, how you see yourself and the country, you know, what your vision is of inside your own heart, and also like your relationships with, and you have an amazing family. You have five kids. You talked about your wife. So before we talk about your family, where did all this drive come from to really push forward and really create so much, you know, not only in the entrepreneur world, but also to create just an amazing family?
Well, my mom and dad are awesome people. They're the kind of people that I think anybody would meet and go, wow, those are honorable people. They're nice people. They're good people. But they, you know, financially, growing up, everything we did was dictated based off of finances. So it's just like, you know, do you want to play baseball? Do we want to go on a vacation? Do we want to go here? Do we want to go there? Do we want to do this? Do we want to do that? It's all like, well, do we have the money for it? And I just thought, it seems like we're spending all of our time talking about money. It seemed like that. You know what I mean? You're a little kid. You kind of hear your parents talking. It felt like we are spending all of our time talking about money. So I felt like, you know, I should also talk about money, but instead of talking about it as though I can't control it, I should just make a bunch of it and then be done talking about it forever, you know? So I got on that focus of like, I'm going to focus on money and then never think about it again. And when I focused on it, I had a lot of success. But what happened is I did not put my family first. And my son was actually born blind. His name is Aubrey Napoleon Hill. And if any of your podcast listeners would like, I would be happy to share the video so they can see the little video about his life. But
that would be excellent. Yes,
he's people who are not like someone of faith, they will say he's a medical anomaly. Like, there's no reason my son now sees. Those who maybe have a different faith or different perspective will call him a miracle boy. But I did one of those things that you shouldn't do. I was like, hey, you know, God, if you'll heal my son, I will put my family first. I'll stop being a man bear pig. You know, maybe not stop it completely, but at least put the family first. And that's what happened. And so Aubrey can see. And honestly, I switched my priorities. And so now I really do. I'm supposed to put faith, family, and finances in that order. You know, supposed to do the five F's: faith, family
finances.
And then you can do a little bonus too: friendships and fitness. You know, you're supposed to do that. You know, and what I have screwed up, I still get it wrong. I put family first, faith second, finances third. You know, friendships and fitness. But I feel like I know I should put faith first. I'm just telling your listeners, I'm not a perfect person, but I definitely strive to put my faith first, but it's always second right now, and I'm working on it. You know, but I'm a recovering man bear pig, former disc jockey. I mean, you know, boom.
Well, you know, after that, that's a miracle. You know, talking about yourself, we can end the episode today. Like, just those, that one testimony, that's incredible to hear. That is that something too? Like, when you feel that you're, if we're talking about faith, like slipping from it, you go back to that and you just think about your son, and it really reignites that part of your life.
I think about it every second of every day in some way. I am on this podcast with you right now because I believe that it's a divine appointment for somebody listening. And there's somebody out there who's going through something right now. Everyone's going through something. We're going through a divorce. Your business is struggling. You don't know how to pay your bills. You're struggling to start that business. And I know that the only reason I'm on this planet is to help teach people how to start and grow successful companies, not for the sake of doing it, but it's so that you can achieve and do whatever you want to do. It's just a vehicle. And I'm trying to help you build that vehicle that'll help you get where you want to go. You don't want to rent a car and go to Disney World and then stay in the car. It's a rental car. The business is a rental car. The goal is to go to Disney World. And so let's go to Disney World today. That's what we're all about.
And, you know, like, to do all of those things, you know, that is a big vision, and you're fulfilling it every single day with what you're doing at Thrive, you know, and all the other ventures that you do. But to have, you know, that mindset, you have to really be so focused. You have to have purpose.
Let me say this. This was the weirdest thing in the world. We had built up a significant amount of success. I mean, just being transparent, you know, one of the companies I own is called Elephant in the Room. It's a haircut business. Elephant in the Room.
I love that. I love that name.
It's a men's grooming lounge. Yeah, see, the idea is the name is something you know, and it's there's a lot of science that went into that name. But that company, you know, it's a multi-million dollar company, you know, and produces, you know, millions of dollars. And then you have OxyFresh, who I consult with, and it's a multi-million dollar company. And Epic Photography, our photography company, is a million-dollar business. And I go on and on. The thing is, though, is that, like, I know step-by-step how to do it. And as long as your idea is not insane, I know how to do it. But the thing was, I realized in order to help millions of people to do this, I am going to have to go through hell to build something, to raise the funding, to invent the technology. And so what I did is I read a lot about Abraham Lincoln, and I read a lot about Martin Luther King. And I realized that what I'm doing, you know, it's very short in comparison to what they did, being such a massive undertaking. But Abraham Lincoln, for him to end slavery, think about that. He had to mentally come to grips with the fact that A, his wife did not want him to do it, and B, that he would have to kill millions of people in order to liberate African Americans and people of color. I mean, think about the ramifications of that idea, you know? And yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about Walt Disney and his two bankruptcies, and Thomas Edison and his struggles and his 10,000 failed experiments, and Henry Ford and his five bankruptcies. And I thought, sign me up. Let's do it. We only live once. Let's do this thing. So that's really where I'm at. And so I don't really I'm 100% focused on building the world's best business school, whatever it costs, as long as I don't have to compromise my faith or my family.
So, you know, would you say that, like, because if you think of someone too, you know, you mentioned in the beginning at the top of the episode about money and family, and for you it was like, okay, let me just find a way to make a lot of it so I don't have to worry about it, and then I could start fulfilling all these different things, that these needs that I have.
Yeah.
for you, you know, you were able, you know, you got past the point, you had the financial freedom, and then you start creating. But you think about it, there's so many people out there too that make the money, but then they're not fulfilled because the purpose, they don't have the, it's the end goal is the dollar, but not, it's, you know, I'm loving what you're saying. It's just, there's so much purpose behind what you're trying to do.
Can we do this? Can we give your listeners the magic keys to success?
Let's give them the keys.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to give you the keys and then everybody just kind of work with me. Here we go. you need to write down these words. I know some people are driving. Some people are listening while they're walking. Some people are in the bathroom listening to the podcast. That's weird.
Doing laundry.
Get out of the bathroom and take some notes. There we go. Doing laundry. So it's smart. So you got to write down smart, okay? And focus. FOCUS. So smart. One, you need to set some specific goals right now that are not attached to money. Specific goals. Like, what would you do if you didn't have to worry about money, right? Specific. What is that? Forget about money. Pretend we're in some sort of like socialist utopia where for some reason the math works. I mean, socialism's awesome until you do the math, but let's pretend it worked, okay? So the math works. There's no deficit. So set some specific goals that matter that you would do if you didn't have to think about money. The second is make them measurable. You know, like, I want to help the world. I want to help the world be more successful. Well, one, you should probably stop talking like that. It freaks people out. But two, you know, I just want to help the world be successful. What does that mean? How many people? So literally, my goal for Thrive15.com is to help mentor 1 million people.
That's a number. Mentor, it's measurable.
What? So every week, I mean, we had a guy just, I'm not even kidding, just moments ago call me and he's like, hey man, I'm reading your book and it said to call you and give you a high five. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I mean, so that's one.
That's
boom.
Awesome.
He's like, it's changing my life. I mean, so I put it in some of my books. It's kind of funny. But that's like, so one, that's measurable. The next thing is it has to be, and this is tough, achievable. So you can't go like, what I want to do with my life, bro, is I want to like totally change the gravity, you know what I mean? Because like gravity is such a downer, it pulls us down. So like if we would just come together, we could do something awesome.
Want to change the temperature of the sun?
That's right. I want to reduce the temperature of the sun. Well, I want to make like hair that doesn't grow but always looks good. But anyway, so then you have to focus on, you know, R. Is it relevant? Is it relevant to your skill set? I mean, I looked around and I'm like, I have no talent. I don't have any money. I should probably start a DJ company. Honestly, that's how it happened, bro. I'm like, I could, you know, I mean, DJs, they go to weddings. You've been to a wedding. We've all been to a wedding and the DJ, you know, everyone's dressed up. The bride spent $20,000 on her wedding, according to the Knot.com and Martha Stewart. You know, they got the cake, they got the little corn, you know, they got the little carrots and they got the almonds covered in some sort of whatever that's coated.
By the way, I'm that guy on the floor, the dance floor. I'm that guy.
Thomas, oh, it's your birthday, you know. So everyone, so anyway, so then like we all leave early because we're like, I think I have a babysitter that needs to call. I mean, they were going to call me. I was going to call them. I got to mow the lawn. I got to go because it's the DJ's weak sauce. And I just thought, oh man, I could do that better than them. And I mean, how bad could I be? Worst case scenario, I'm as bad as this guy. He doesn't even know how to crossfade music. Dumb. Boom. So it's relevant. Can you do it? So someone listening right now is like, well, I can clean the heck out of houses. You know, I don't have any other skills, but I could do that. Someone else is going, I could cook. I can bake a cake. Well, I bake a cake. People just they gather around and they just go, that cake, that is something special. You know, so you got to figure out if it's relevant, you know. And then smart because it's smart. T is you got to put a time-sensitive date on it. You know, a time.
Because if you don't have that date, like you can have everything else, but you're just going to be spinning your wheels because you're not giving yourself the stress, you know, the stress to say, I have to get this done by this
date. Oh, dude. And let me tell you what ODEO, O-D-E-O. What's ODEO? Some people are going, ODEO? Is that like a new kind of Oreo? No, ODEO. That was what Twitter is now. Twitter started as ODEO. Look it up. Boom. How long did it take Twitter to make money? 8 years.
Holy cow. Instagram.
Yeah, and so think about this. 1919, our main man Walt Disney starts Disney in some capacity. At this point, it was called Laugh-O-Gram. 1933, homeboy turns his first profit.
Wow.
So, I mean, you got to focus on it, and you got to say, and I saw this with Thrive. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend 15 years. So I'm 30 at the time. When I am, you know, and now I'm 35, but I'm like, that's when I first had the idea. When I'm 45, I'm still going to be doing this.
Wow.
Because this is what I care about. You know, and you just got to have something that's just, I mean, it pumps you up. If it doesn't pump you up, don't do it. Then focus. Focus stands for focus on core tasks until success. So people say, hey, Clay, there's a Justin Bieber concert. It's on April 7th. Do you and your wife want to go? Well, guess what? On my list of things I want to do, I love to spend time with my wife. My wife happens to like Bieber. She always wants her and Selena to get back together because she feels like that Bieber used to be pro-life and used to go to church. I'm like, baby, his whole body's like a tattoo machine, you know, canvas. What? And she's like, I'm telling you, he's like Anakin Skywalker, baby. He could be good again. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This guy's running around with his lightsaber in Brazil getting arrested. Come on. No way. So anyway, so I'm, you know, absolutely. So I'm like, you know what? We'll book it, babe. We're sitting like row five. So we're at row five to go see Bieber on April 7th, I think, in Tulsa. So, I mean, that's like a no-brainer. Someone else says, hey, do you want to come to the yada yada political convention and discuss with us about ABC and yada yada and the Republicans and the Democrats? No. Why, Thomas? Because it's not on my goal. It's not a smart goal. I don't have a desire to fix the political apparatus that keeps America going. That's not on my list. You know what I mean? So I don't go. Someone texts me and says, can you come to hockey practice? It'd be really important if you could come to. My son played hockey. I love my son. I'm not going to go to all of his practices because to me it doesn't matter. He's going to practice. I'm going to be doing something else while he's practicing. I'll go to his games, but you know what I'm saying. I don't, just because you asked me to do something doesn't mean I want to do it. So someone says, you know, could you do this podcast with Thomas today? Yes. Why? Because you really care about your listeners in a powerful and profound way. Therefore, I get you. Let's do it.
Oh, that's so powerful, man. Thank you. No,
yeah.
That totally resonates. And it's when you come back to that purpose, when you know, and I love this, the acronyms, the SMART and the focus, you know, the focus on core task or focus on that one thing that you're trying to do. And when was, so Thrive, you said 15 years ago when you first had that idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's a deal where you know, I've built my businesses. They were growing. I started speaking at Junior Achievement. This is horrible. I shouldn't have done this, but I'm just airing all my dirty laundry. I speak there. 9 years I speak there, Thomas. I speak there every week. I spoke there every week at the Broken Arrow Junior Achievement. I'm there. I'm speaking. Kids are going, oh, my gosh, you're so good. Thank you for coming to speak. I love business. I'm excited. My wife says, hey, babe, do you feel like you could schedule any time to – mentor our own kids? I'm like, oh, you know, I had to have a breakdown before I had my breakthrough. My son literally had to be born blind before I understood, like, this is dumb. What am I doing? I'm not putting my priorities. Remember, you got to put the faith, the family, the finances, you know? So I changed it all up and I kind of gave up on mentoring people. I was like, well, you know. Well, then I won some awards, and the SBA, the Small Business Administration, called me, and they're like, hey, you won an award, and, you know, just so everybody knows the glory that goes with that. You submit all your financials, and then you get an award, and then you might get audited, might or might not, probably going to. But, you know, then you go through all that, and then people are like, well, could you come speak at Maytag or Farmers or, you know, Hewlett-Packard, or could you some speak at – you know, I've spoken for a lot of these big companies, you know, like, can you come speak for the U.S. Government Accountability Office, which is an oxymoron. But I mean, I asked to speak. And so I do it. And I'm like, people are liking it and they're having some fun. I'm saying the things people shouldn't say, but that they want to say. And I'm teaching the specific skills and it works. And I challenge all your listeners right now. I'm just telling you, if they were to go on thrive15.com and do everything it says to do, I promise you would be an automatic guaranteed 100% millionaire if you would follow that system. But a lot of people are like, you know, I don't want to follow systems. I don't want to. So I figured, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build an online website that teaches people the skills. It doesn't make me travel every week doing speaking events. So I do speaking events, and I love the event. I'm afraid of flying physically. I'm just scared. I get scared. I feel like I got the willies when I'm up in the air. And I get nervous because the guy next to me is kind of big, and he's sitting next to me, and I'm kind of big, and we're kind of like, you know, sweating next to each other. It's just a weird thing. And then, you know, it's the whole flying thing. And I wear the same clothes every day and I follow a checklist every day. And like, the fact that I'm on a plane that might or might not be delayed freaks me out. The whole travel thing for me is just a disaster. So I have to get there the day before. And I get motion sickness too.
You're on a plane right now.
Well, I mean, I have to get there like the next day. I have to get there the day before, I mean, just so I can mentally calm down. I have severe anxiety with traveling. So it's like a deal where Thrive is a great thing. I can record it in the dojo of Mojo here in our office. And I invite you to come out and see it, man. It's awesome.
That's awesome. So now thinking, like, when you mentioned, like, talking about your son being born blind, and then, but now coming back in and focusing on those core things, on faith, on family, you know, and then everything else kind of just starts to follow suit, you know. What was that change for you inside when you really started to focus in again?
It's kind of difficult to talk about, so bear with me. I'll try not to have a breakdown here. But when your son is blind and you look at him in the face and he can't see you and you are really good at business and it doesn't matter because you can't fix it, you start to have a sort of a mindset shift where you go, if I don't achieve anything else, if I could just let my son know that I love him, and I can't visually communicate that idea, but if I could just let him know that I'm here, physically here, if I could just reach out to him and just touch him for a second and just let him know that I'm here, you know, because blind kids tend to cry because they feel like they're alone all the time, so you have to do physical touch. And when you go through that, you know, now my dad, we found out about 3 weeks ago, he has severe ALS. He went from having like a little bit of numbness in his hand to where he can no longer, I mean, literally he's struggling to breathe right now. And, you know, I mean, that's what matters, right? Is your dad, your son, your, you know what I'm saying? So business is just a game. I mean, it's just a game. It's like, you know what I'm saying? As a kid, you play basketball, and I'm like, I have to win every game. I have to win. I just hate how my coach is like, calm down. It's just a game. And I'm like, it's not a game. It's my life. I mean, that's what business is. It's just a game, you know? And you want to beat the heck out of the other guy, you know? And it's just a game. And if you just look at business as just a game and you keep score with money, then you're in a healthy spot.
Man, Clay, so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was absolutely profound. This has been just an incredible. I love your energy and just the what you're doing in this world today and how you're connecting everything with your own life and what you do outside in the world. So, guys, we're at the end of today's episode. This was just incredible. I mean, like, I've been blown away. Like, you knocked me off my feet, man. And I'm really looking forward to having you back on tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate you so much, and I will tell people if they Google my name, it's Clay Clark. You can find we navigate your way to thrive15.com. Anything negative that is written about me is absolutely probably true, you know, and anything positive is probably just PR. But if you go on to thrive15.com, you can get training on how to start a business from, you know, Lee Cockerell, who used to manage Walt Disney World, or David Robinson, the Hall of Famer, you know, basketball player, or Michael Levine, who used to be the PR consultant for Nike or Pizza Hut or whatever. I mean, it's awesome. So you have to put up with me, and I'm the dumbest guy in that group of awesome people. But you can get a mentor for $19 a month. Check it out. And if you're not happy about it, CC me, CC Thomas and me on the same email, and just go, you're terrible, and then we'll refund you.
Awesome, guys. Check it out, thrive15.com. And Clay, thank you so much, man.
Boom.
Boom. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.